Hello and welcome to the episode 151 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. The conclusion of the Beatles' third residence in Hamburg, a photo shooting, and a couple of recording sessions are among the highlights of today's show. Let's start with the 31st of May 1961 performance that the Beatles, featuring Pete Best on drums, gave at the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, West Germany. It was part of their second residency there. Another performance for a residency in 1962. The Beatles, with Pete Best still on drums, performed for the 48th and last time at the Star Club in Hamburg. It was the end of their third residency there, but not the last one in the city or at the Star Club. In 1963, the Beatles and the rest of the Roy Orbison package tour stopped at the Odeon Cinema in Southend-on-Sea for yet another night of musical entertainment. And we close the live section of this episode with a double feature happened on the 31st of May 1964. The Beatles performed at the Prince of Wales Theatre in London for a Pops Alive Sunday night show. This was the fifth in a series of seven performances with that name, held in the theatre and promoted by the band's manager, Brian Epstein. The Beatles topped the bill, including Kenny Lynch, Cliff Bennett, the Rebel Rousers, the Vernon's Girls, the Lorne Gibson Trio, the Chants, and the Harlems. The Fabs performed Can't Buy Me Love, All My Loving, This Boy, Roll Over Beethoven, Till There Was You, Twist and Shout, and Long Tall Sally. Fun fact, the double feature was the first time in which Ringo played his new Ludwig drum kit, paid £350, about £6,000 in 2020 money, from London's Drum City shop. Before moving on with the rest of the episode, let me ask you one question. Are you enjoying this podcast? If you are, please visit www.simonmas.com/support to find ways in which you can help me to focus more and more on this and other music-related projects. Thank you for being fab and showing me your support. It really does make a world of difference. On the 31st of May 1966, Ringo Starr was photographed by the Beatles Book magazine staff photographer Leslie Bryce. The session took place at Ringo's home in Weybridge and was used in the magazine. In 1967, the Beatles returned to the Delane Lear Recording Studios. Working again without the assistance of their producer George Martin, the band toiled on the completion of George Harrison's It's All Too Much between 7 p.m. and midnight. After a reduction mix on the work completed on the 25th of May, check out episode 145 of What a Fab Day for more info on that, the studio staff recorded an overdub of George's main vocal track, John and Paul's backing vocals, and additional percussions and hand claps. The track was reduced to a new take before the end of the session. In 1968, the Beatles were instead at their usual home outside home, the EMI Studios. Between 2:30 p.m. and midnight, they kept working on Revolution, as Revolution 1 was still called. For the first time, Yoko Ono was in attendance to a Beatles session. After overdubbing Paul's bass and two John's lead vocal tracks, there was a reduction mix, creating Take 19. On that, George, Paul, and Paul's new girlfriend Frances Schwartz recorded the Shoo-Bee-Doo-Wop choruses. Then, the work progressed, creating part of the sonic chaos that had to conclude the song. Discordant instrumental jamming bits, John screaming alright, Yoko Ono talking, and all kinds of crazy sound effects. This session concludes today's work on this episode, but not the work on Revolution. But we'll have to wait for that. Tomorrow, as usual for a first of the month episode, we'll have all sorts of things happening. Tuning for holidays, recording sessions, album releases, and more. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation. Simon Mas Music.
make you love.